Continuing now with other stories, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the ISIL or Daesh has forced 60,000 people out of their homes in Dar al-Zar province in Syria. Now, the monitoring group says Takfiri terrorists expelled some 30,000 residents from the town of Shuhail after seizing it on Thursday from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Another 30,000 residents have also been forced from their homes in the towns of Hosham and Tabia Jazeera in eastern Dar al-Zar province. Residents fear the terrorists may plan to loot their homes. Well, the observatory says the large displacement has left thousands of people sleeping in the open, facing food and water shortages. Crossing over to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent Mohammed Ali. Mohammed Ali, good to have you with us. Please fill us in. And not good news, anyway. Tell us the latest about this situation now.
Yes, Marzia, as you have just said, the so-called Qaeda linked, of course, Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, east of Syria and Deir ez-Zor, took control over this small town east of Deir ez-Zor city itself called Al-Shahil over there and displaced over 30,000 of people. Those are the entire residents of this small town over there near Deir ez-Zor. What happened, Marzia, is that during the past week or two, as you know, the ISIL has been strengthening its powers and expanding in that area of the country, east of Syria, and of course coming from areas on the borders with Iraq. Now, Al-Shahil was a town controlled by the Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Now, we all know that the so-called ISIL is much more powerful than Al-Nusra Front, especially in that area, east of Syria. This is why Al-Nusra Front was trying not to fight the ISIL. Some of its generals and commanders of this Nusra Front were reported actually to defect from Al-Nusra Front and join the ISIL. Nevertheless, when the ISIL was able to expand east of Deir ez-Zor, take most of the most important oil-rich fields over there and surround those small villages there, the residents knew that, and Al-Nusra Front knew that at the end, the ISIL would be able to take control of that, and they were forced to accept this deal that they would allow the ISIL to enter and take over the city, the town, and they have to get out of their homes and stay 10 days in the open outside until the ISIL inspect the houses according to what they claim and make sure that there is no ambushes. However, the residents do fear that the ISIL is going to loot their houses. At the end, moreover than 60,000 residents are displaced at this moment. And of course, definitely the ISIL is becoming more powerful east of Syria and close to Iraq.
And with these now these individuals that are outside, you said 60,000, anything being provided for them? Are they just, as I read in the story, saying basically they were in open air? Can you describe, if you have any information, about the people themselves?
Yes, of course. We know that the people themselves were not with the ISIL, meaning that they're not supporters for the ISIL. As I told you, they were forced to accept this deal because at the end they are besieged by the ISIL in that area. So they were forced to give up all of their weapons that they carried to protect themselves. And some of them, of course, we have to say that they were Nusra Front supporters at the end. However, those residents, the civilians themselves, the women and children, they were forced to get out to the open. As you have just said, there is no water, there is no food, and they are forced to stay for 10 days out there without any kind of support, any kind of food or medical aid until the ISIL finishes up from inspecting the area, inspecting the villages. And nevertheless, of course, according to what the residents themselves accused the ISIL of planning to do, is to loot their houses just like they did in other places. However, there's no kind of support that those are getting. They are in the open in the desert, and no one's there to help them at the end because the ISIL is the most powerful and expanding over there thanks to the support coming from private donors and officials from Persian Gulf countries and the U.S., of course, according to many media reports coming online.
Thank you so much for being with us, Press TV's correspondent Mohammed Ali out of Damascus.